Hi, neighbors. Welcome to season 4 of The Stoners Next Door, coming to you live from Cell Block C with inmate Aaron and inmate Maul. Remember to kickstart your weekend here every Friday with a curated critique of some of the craziest posts by your next door neighbors from around the country.
This is Aaron.
And I'm Maul. Let's get started with some of the posts that we've been reading. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right. I do. So here's one from a neighbor who says, I nominate ourselves for being great neighbors. We're Kenny and Hope. We have done so much for many people here.
So humble.
A friend was dying and we brought food.
Well, gosh.
We held parties for the family and sent over homemade meals.
Are they not the best?
Some friends were sick and we brought them over a complete home-cooked meal.
Good
well,
God.
They're doing a lot of cooking.
Can they be nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize?
An elderly lady who is our neighbor lives alone and we bring it over her cooked meals.
Oh, angel take status.
Her, take Ding. Her take her barrels out. Oh. What the hell is that?
I'm gonna guess barrels? Lot, garbage, perhaps?
Oh.
Yeah.
Bring in her paper and mail.
For heaven's sake.
Visit her and bring over surprises.
I just can't imagine these
we
people.
We also watch over her daily from across the street.
That's just too much. That's just too much. Goodness.
This says, Courtney says, just like that lady on The Worst Roommate Ever.
Yes.
How many bodies
that?
Are in your backyard?
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh my
no,
God. You have to watch it. It's Netflix. It is insane. That is awesome.
Oh. Okay. Rose says, I nominate myself for best member of the group. My comments are so funny. Someone spit coffee out their nose once.
I just did almost. It was that's true.
And Jill says, not creepy at all that you watch over them daily from across the street.
Oh, that's gone. That's good.
Wait, check out this picture of this creepy old man looking in some ring doorbell.
That would
it's
be terrifying.
It's a really scary face. This man, like, he gets his face super close to the doorbell.
Yeah, like right up in it.
And someone says, hope he's okay. So I have my washer dryer for sale, and this guy wanted to see if they worked. I said, okay. And he just coincidentally had a load of laundry with him.
No.
Pretty smart. I'd want to make sure they worked also. When he was done, he went outside. I think he went to get the money, but he never came back.
Wait.
I'm very concerned for him. If anyone knows this old man's whereabouts, please let me know and ask if he's still interested in my washer and dryer. He looked like he just came from the grocery store because he had a shopping cart with him.
You are kidding me.
Could you be this clueless? I am serious.
That is just that. All right, I'm moving to, you got some replies on that. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy is a genius, says Brianne. Nicole says, putting this little tip into my bag of how to survive if you find yourself living on the street.
Just knock on neighbors' doors and see if you can borrow their washer and dryer.
Patty says, yeah, the grocery cart is because he came from the grocery store. Refrigerated food doesn't mind if you do an hour and a half worth of laundry on the way home.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Yeah.
All right, we have a misconnection. This is coming out of Wilmington, Massachusetts. And the title of it is Pregnant Woman at Target. And here's the message. You were loading your SUV in the parking lot around 11 a.m. and you looked amazing. I was heading to Dunk's, which is Dunkin' Donuts. I was heading to Dunk's, but couldn't help to make a lap around the lot to get another glimpse of your curves. Oh. Yum. That is so creepy.
Dunk's is the new shorthand for Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, it's not the new. It's always been.
Really?
It's always Dunk's out there.
Never heard of it.
Oh, no. When I moved out there, it was like there were no Starbucks to be found. And Dunk's was literally like that's Starbucks on every corner. It is it is their
no idea.
Golden juice for sure. That's a little disturbing, if I don't say so myself.
Well, Laura B., in next door says, this app has the most interesting spectrum of entitled bigots And the way you guys project all your anger into these little posts or comments is very sad. I pray that God still allows love into your hearts so you can live happier. Other than that, I'm happy to laugh at the ignorance and see how exactly close it all is. This used to be an app to connect with community about certain situations or instances.
Mm, like now, look. Voice, yeah.
Now look. Be blessed, though. And somebody says,
bless her heart.
Someone said, Dawn says, it's apparently someone's first day on the internet.
That's a good one. Like that. Oh, gosh.
Come here often.
Right. Okay, Aaron, this is too close to home for you. It's Melissa. Oh, I like the way you spell your name, Melissa, from Creston Kenilworth. And she has a video of just rats. Rats.
It's that one.
Oh, everywhere. Gosh. And yes. She says, wow, this is just getting out of control. This is on Powell in the parking lot between 60th and 61st and Powell. And I always drive right by that place when I'm coming it's to nasty. See you. It is so gross. So let's see what some of the responses are. Visual interpretation of progressive plague. Please send this video to the city or rapid response.
You've got mail.
Someone says, oh my God, that looks like footage to give to KGW.
Yeah.
And then I would. Right, Melissa's like, right, I'm going to look into that. It's, I mean, it totally would be. And then this is it. Michael from Woodstock. You freak me out, man. Scary math. Two rats can multiply to 1,250 rats in 12 months. A female typically gives birth to litters to 6 litters a year, consisting of 12 rat pups.
Are you kidding me?
No, well, I didn't know they were pups. Although 5 to 10 pups is more common. Woo, rats reach sexual maturity after 4 to 5 weeks.
Bounce, bounce,
bounce. Oh, mm-hmm. Just like the common man. Mm-hmm. Meaning that a population can swell from 2 rats to around 1,250 in 1 year with the potential to grow exponentially. And then this is great. He actually had to Google. This is the Google he did. How quickly rats can breed is terrifying.
Like, I guess so.
And then Chaz from Portland says, another reason to hate story problems in math. That's a good one. Oh, it is a problem though.
All right. Jeepers. So here I got to give you, a cold read.
Oh, he's been marking cold reads and I'm terrified of what's coming my way. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Here you go.
Okay. Cold read. It's to the, come on. I have a funny story about related to this, sadly. To the kid that pooped in my front yard.
Surprise poop.
Have you on camera with a clear shot of your face. I'm giving you a chance to come apologize before I hand the video over to the police. I live off Tanglewood.
Tanglewood or Danglewood?
Tanglewood. I'm so sorry. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how close the story hits to home.
I hope you were. Like,
I'm sure I'm on someone's ring.
Well,
I'm sorry, babe. It was a bit. I can't believe I'm
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Oh my God. I was, oh, Lord have mercy. I'll have to break that story out another time.
Is there any response there at all?
There are some responses. I'm sorry. The kid tried to get me out of this. All right. Jay says, first off, I'm not a kid. Second, I couldn't make it home. Home. And your tree was the closest thing I could find. I could have written this response.
I think we've all been there.
Oh my God. And then someone says, unless this kid is 63 and plus, they aren't going to be seeing that on Nextdoor. And then if you were watching him poop, did you see his face? John, that's a really good observation. That's so true. I can't do anymore.
All right. Well, that's it for this week's edition of the Stoners Next Door. We'll see you next week.
Remember, no matter who you are or where you live, be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are, and you never know what stories they have to tell.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.